The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God, Creator, spoke the Word, bringing into existence the world, and it was good. Male and female in God's image are made, beautiful, handsome, and love conveyed. God, Creator, spoke the Word. It is very good. The Father loves creation, sky and land, animals and plants. People bring relation. Creator, Adam and Eve enjoy creation walking in the leaves, relationships formed and enjoyed until the Father grieves. Humans ignored God's word and ate from the tree we thought we would see. Adam and Eve disobeyed, our sinfulness displayed. Throughout the ages we sin, we err. God continues to grieve, but cares. Sin abounds and we look around, we act like gods, but to death we are bound. The Father looks upon us and the tears fall. God's children erect a wall. Each brick laid exposes our separation, domination, alienation, annihilation, condemnation, marginalization, desolation, deprivation, fornication, discrimination, death. No longer walking among the leaves with God, we wander about not knowing where we trod. A voice cries in the wilderness, "Make way for the Lord. He is worthy to be adored." The space between creatures and creator grows. Where it will end, no human knows. The people hurt and mourn. God's heart is torn. Where it ends, no human knows. God knows. God knows. In time, the prophet spoke the truth. Repent. The people did not relent. Thus says the Lord, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations. Thus says the Lord, I will make a new creation. God forgives and calls you back. The people come and fall off track. The judges rule and discern, but the people will not learn. Each generation forgets the lessons taught and frets. The people hurt and mourn. God's heart is torn. Where it ends, no human knows. God knows. God knows. The time has come, the world will transform, sin and death will no longer be the norm. God looked down to change the world, his love, his word he hurled. Bethlehem, a couple travels there, a great gift they have to share. Not just there, everywhere. John, a new voice crying in the wilderness, make way for the Lord. He is coming into the world. In the dark of the night, a cry goes up. It is the light. Come into the world through Mary. Jesus is born. Mary ponders, but the world is wary. The angels speak and sing God's glory. There has been a change in this world's story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word came into the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The angels sang to the shepherds, come and see it. The shepherds followed a star to see the king, to find if the angel's words with truth did ring. The light, the word, the shepherds did see and bend the knee. They spoke to Mary and Joseph. The angels told us. Their word is true. The word is new, born and laid in a manger, in a world filled with sin and danger. This child grew into a man. Jesus's new kingdom began. The word spoke God's plan. The kingdom has come. Everyone joins, they can. The blind receive sight. Hearts were won without might. The lame jump and leap. The deaf can hear. Jesus heals his sheep. In the word, there is no darkness at all. The light shines on big and small. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We walk in light and are no longer blind. We, the people, still hurt and mourn. God's heart is no longer torn. Where it ends, no human knew. God knew. God knew. The sun, Jesus, shines his light into our lives. Like the sun in the sky, warmth and life he gives. The word has come. We can know. God draws us in to be his people. Through Jesus, God's kingdom comes. The word, Jesus, saves us from destruction through his birth, death, and resurrection. The good news is for us. In the word, we can trust. You are forgiven. Start living in the kingdom. Come, come. Bring good news to the poor, inviting all through the door. Have food and drink. This ship will not sink. Its captain is our Lord Jesus. He frees us from damnation into salvation, relation, a new sensation, vocation, acclamation, adoration from generation to generation into God's nation. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Jesus is the light, the truth, and the way. Our voice cries out in the wilderness. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The word, Jesus, has come into the world, and it is good news for all, for you. War, illness, destruction, and death no longer have a hold. In Jesus we are freed, redeemed from those things, and freed for life in the kingdom. This life includes all people. God's children are of all colors, all economic backgrounds, all nationalities, all ages and sizes. Wherever you are in your life, Jesus comes into the world for you. He was born on earth, lived, suffered, and died for you. And he is resurrected for you, bringing forgiveness and life. We gather tonight singing and rejoicing that the light has come into the world and that the light is here tonight. We receive the body and blood of Jesus in communion, which fills us with God's glory, strengthening us and sending us into the world, carrying the light to others. This past week, I read several stories about Jesus, especially the baby Jesus in the manger. And I read one from a few years ago where Jesus was stolen from a manger. And that happens all the time, so it shouldn't be something that we're shocked about. But in this particular case, he was returned to the owner's porch About 8 months after Christmas, and along with the baby Jesus, were pictures of him where he had been while he had been gone. He was on a bike and sitting in someone's kitchen. There was a whole travelogue of all the places Jesus had been. Now, it's not right to steal someone's property, but it does make me think about Jesus being with us no matter what. It could be a fun activity to take our own baby Jesus with us as we go about our business and take pictures of him with our phones in different places. It would be funny, which I love funny, but it also would remind us that Jesus is there when we are at the store, in a restaurant or bar, or when we are visiting someone in the hospital. And this past month, a priest challenged folks of his congregation to come and worship and take a selfie with a statue of Jesus and post it on Facebook. So I challenge you, take your baby Jesus wherever you go, take a picture and post it on Facebook and say something like, "Jesus accompanied me to Target today. He walks with me along the way." Jesus was not born in a church, and he did not stay in one place after he grew up. He doesn't stay here or in any one place either. Jesus is out in the world as well as in this place. Just remember, as you travel with this little baby, that this child eventually goes to the cross for you and me and is raised. It's a wonderful and powerful thing that Jesus is with us in the world through the Holy Spirit. And also remember, God cares so much that he sent his only son to the world on a night like tonight. We celebrate this beginning in Jesus, our Lord, born, which will end where God knows. The kingdom is for everyone. You are invited through his son. Merry Christmas to all, and to all is the light. Amen.